From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists in Michigan have shown that it may someday be possible to reverse the hearing loss many people suffer as they age. Using a kind of gene therapy, the researchers have found a way to replace specialized cells in the inner ear that translate sound waves into nerve signals. The research was done with animals, guinea pigs to be precise, but as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it is a crucial step on the road to future studies in humans.
Hearing loss is a significant health problem. James Batty is director of the National Institute of Deafness and Other Communications Disorders, part of the National Institutes of Health. He says more than 28 million Americans have hearing loss that's significant enough to cause them problems in their day-to-day lives.
So it's regrettably a problem is relatively common, and particularly common among Americans as they get older, beyond their 60th and 70th year, where the frequency of hearing impairment rises to somewhere around one individual in three.
Much of this hearing loss comes from damage to cells in the inner ear called hair cells. These cells have tiny hairs that detect the movement of fluid in the inner ear caused by sound entering our ears. To get an idea of what people hear when their hair cells are damaged, listen to an excerpt from a story I did last month. Here's how it would sound to someone with moderate hair cell damage.
Embryonic stem cells, or ES cells as they are known, are those remarkable cells that can turn into any cell type in the body.
The high frequencies are missing, making the words harder to distinguish. Yoash Raphael at the University of Michigan has spent his career trying to reverse the hearing loss caused by damaged hair cells. He was excited to learn that scientists at Baylor College of Medicine had found a gene called MATH1 that was crucial for hair cells to form in the developing embryo.
What we try to do is to see if this gene that usually is active only during development would still fulfill the same role in the mature ear.
So Raphael looked for ways to get this gene into the cells of an adult ear. A virus did the trick.
Viruses are specialists in getting into cells, and the gene therapy methods take advantage of this ability of viruses to get into cells.
Raphael's virus was specially engineered so it was missing the genes that cause disease, but it contained the MATH1 gene. Raphael and his colleagues used guinea pigs in their experiments. One group of animals got the virus, others served as controls, getting an injection that didn't contain the MATH1 gene. Raphael did not expect hair cells that had already been damaged to revive. Instead, he hoped that other cells in the ear, so-called non-sensory cells, would take up the gene and turn into hair cells. As he reports in the current issue of the Journal of Neuroscience, everything worked as predicted.
We found new hair cells in areas that are adjacent to the normal location of hair cells, but where hair cells don't usually reside. And in none of the controls were there any new hair cells. So we were very sure that as a result of this treatment, some of the non-sensory cells become new hair cells.
Even though this work is preliminary, Raphael says it's still a crucial step. The Deafness Institute's James Batty agrees. It's the first time anyone has succeeded in getting new hair cells to grow in an adult mammal's ear. Batty says it will still be necessary to show that the new hair cells actually work, that is, they are able to send signals to the brain that the brain can interpret as sound. And Batty says researchers will have to find a way to generate enough hair cells to replace all the ones that are damaged.
All of these issues will have to be addressed before one can even begin to contemplate using technology such as this to restore the hair cells that are lost in individuals who lose their hearing.
So why, if there's so many steps, do you get excited at this point?
Only because many people would have never believed that it were possible to even regenerate the hair cells in any way, shape, manner, or fashion.
Now that that's been shown, Batty hopes it will only be a matter of time before researchers take these additional steps and move the research from animal guinea pigs to human guinea pigs. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.